Nutrient shortages come and go by the week, but they include calcium, zinc, phosphorus, magnesium. Selenium's been pretty much out since 2011. Hundreds of thousands of people across the country who can't absorb nutrients in their GI tract or they can't eat, they rely on these IV nutrients to survive. And in this country, unlike other countries, there is a shortage of many of them.
I think that's the shocking part to so many, is that the United States, with so many medical advances, would have this kind of shortage. How does this come to be, and how long do experts think it will last?
Well, it's been going on for about 3 years now. Manufacturers blame the FDA. FDA blames manufacturers. A congressional committee blames the FDA. But meanwhile, none of these three entities have been able to solve this problem that's causing people to starve.
What are some of the potential dangers of these nutrients not being available? They're not replaceable with other types of nutrients. So when we don't have them, what are the health consequences for these vulnerable babies?
Yeah, this is most dangerous for premature babies in neonatal intensive care units because they have zero nutrient reserves. So they're born without these nutrients, and if they're not getting them, there was a baby whose heart stopped because of lack of phosphorus. Across the Washington area, I've heard of plenty of babies with calcium deficiency who are experiencing poor bone growth, developmental problems because of these lack of nutrients. People have died, at least 15 people, most certainly more, have died because of these nutrient shortages. Infants have been burned and scarred because hospitals try to substitute different nutrients, but they don't work the same way.
What questions should parents ask? I mean, obviously, when you're in the crisis situation, you're dependent upon what your hospital or your doctors can provide to you. But what should you ask in advance to know whether, in the event that you would need it, whether it's available?
Yeah, hospitals are keeping this quiet. They are not telling patients. They are not telling parents of patients because they don't want people to panic. They don't want people to know that behind the scenes, these shortages are basically pitting patient against patient as doctors have to decide who gets that precious dose of calcium. Parents should ask what their IV nutrition is short on, how they can get it, whether there's any in the area that can be borrowed. They need to really, it's a larger problem. They need to talk to Congress and get Congress to get on the ball because this is a national emergency. This is a public health crisis, and the government isn't doing anything about it.